Okay. Dave Stewart.
Present.
Tom Holman.
Present.
Devin Sonnenfeld. Roger Hanez.
Here.
Doug Fabian.
Here.
Derek Castro.
Present.
Howard Kitchen. George Kramer.
Is here.
Right, his chair.
Devin Huff.
Here.
We have a quorum.
No, all right. You want to
meeting procedures.
We go through the election procedure before.
Let's do the public hearing procedures, and then we'll go right into the chairman and vice chair vote. Okay, I would like to welcome you to the January 13th, 2025 Taney County Planning Commission public hearing. The public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County zoning regulations and are held for each zoning and conditional use application, which is filed with the Planning Commission staff. At this time, I would like to enter the Taney County zoning regulations and zoning maps as evidence as Exhibit A, the staff report for each case as Exhibit B, and the staff file including all pertinent information for each case as Exhibit C for the cases to be heard at this public hearing this evening. A staff report for each case will be read with any questions the Planning Commission may have, followed with that. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Please present the completed sheet and give your name to the Planning Commission before addressing them. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in attendance. The public hearing for each case shall be closed upon the conclusion of public comment, and the Planning Commission will consider the application for a vote. Okay, and from there I want to roll into a new way of going about choosing our chair and our vice chair for the year. As this being part of our very first meeting for the year, we'll be conducting an annual election for the position of chair and vice chair. To streamline this process, I have distributed a nomination sheet for each of you to fill out. Please write down your picks for each position on the sheet. Once all nominations are submitted, I will read out the names of the nominees who received the most votes, and we'll proceed with voting on that.
How do you spell Hayden?
You don't have to turn on that.
Yes.
No. That's me. I was wondering about that. I was thinking.
I thought this was like a scratch.
Are you qualified to be taking up the votes?
I don't know. Probably not.
Okay. I got them all tallied up. Can I see you there, Dave? So, Dave, we've got the leading vote getter for the chair would be Howard Kitchen.
All right.
And the leading vote getter for the vice chair would be George Kramer.
Sounds good to me.
Sounds good to you. So, do we have a motion and a second?
So moved.
Second. So moved. George? You're in charge.
There ain't been no vote yet.
We got to vote.
You got to vote?
There's not any other people to vote for, George. All in favor of Howard as chairman of the board, signify by raising your right hand and saying aye.
Aye.
All in favor of George Kramer for vice chairman of the board, signify by raising your right hand and saying aye.
Aye.
I'm abstaining.
George, let's trade chairs.
You abstain too?
Don't get over the line.
Okay.
Well, I'm not bad. I don't know if this is going to work, but at least I still get a little chair.
Or the chairman, Mr. Castro.
Okay.
Abstained in both votes.
So we had two. Did George?
Yep.
Okay.
I didn't think I should vote for myself. That didn't sound right.
Okay.
Let me that, please. Bear with me. This is my first time.
It's got to be better than what I could have done.
I don't know about that. Okay, we've already explained meeting procedures, correct?
Yes.
All right. So 2025-001 is postponed. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Minutes.
Okay. I'm sorry?
We got to approve the minutes.
Minutes. Yeah. That's right. Hand me that other thing. That one right there.
That one right there?
Yeah. There we go.
Okay. I gave you the wrong one.
Okay. Has everybody reviewed the minutes? Anybody want to make a motion relative to the acceptance thereof?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the minutes as written. All in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. All right. So now we're going to hear 2025-002 conditional use permit.
Would you like to establish a time limit for speaking, or do you guys want to just let it go?
Anybody want to make an effort to do that?
I'll make a motion to limit it to 4 minutes for the speakers, not including the applicant.
Second. I just need my glasses.
Oh. Motion made and seconded to limit people's opinions to 4 minutes. Any discussion on that? All in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
Okay, our first case tonight, it'll be 2025-002. It's a CUP. It's V Landco LLC. The request is V Landco LLC is seeking a planning commission approval for a conditional use permit for a restaurant and multifamily units at 127 Taney Street, Branson, Missouri. Parcel number 08-8.0-33-004-007-003.000. So this project is going to come to you in two phases, and I'm going to do my best to explain it, and then we'll have the applicant come up here and look at the same thing. So what they're looking for is just a CUP on 1.32 acres, and I'll go up here and kind of show you where we're at. So the location of this is Mount Branson right here. Here's the 90 going on 76 east. Location is right here. It's the old Candlestick Inn restaurant. This is the landing, Branson Landing. A little closer. This is their lot. This is the nativity scene right here, their lot. And then they also own this parking area to the east of it. Zoning for the restaurant and multifamily is C1, which that's why they're here for their conditional use. And then the parking here is in the R1 district. We're not really discussing that tonight. We're focusing in on the projects. So I did my best to break this down from talking with the applicant. Phase one is the restaurant. It looks to be in almost the exact location of the one that was there for about 50 years, right here. And that's phase one we're going to be discussing. And then phase two, these are the multifamily. I think there's nine of them, side-by-side multifamily, and that's the phase two of the project. A little close up, you can see this is Taney Street. I don't know if you guys have been there in a long time, but this is the old retaining wall out front, the steps down. Here's the restaurant. You can see the shaded areas of the deck looking towards the landing this way. It's the front of the building. If you're on Taney Street looking at it, you can just got pretty much an entrance and a few windows. That's going to be the back of the sign. This is going to be the side facing the landing where the people sitting in the restaurant will be looking out, looking at the landing. It's going to have the old style candlestick sign above it, all the windows, and of course you got your decking, you got some parking below. Once again, I want to just show you the phase one, phase two, because we're going to look into the phase two real quick. Here again, this is some existing parking up there. It's a little gravel area. I got some pictures of it to show you. They're going to use that for parking for these structures and a little bit of the parking down here in this area to make that work. But anyway, so they're going to park up here. The structures will be here, again, facing the landing. They're going to do some paths and stuff to all those structures. It's kind of a rendering of what the structure itself will look like. So I got up there and took some pictures. I'm looking roughly right about where the parking area is, just a little bit to the south of it. That's where the multifamily homes will be looking out. These are not nightly rentals, they're just multifamily homes, but that's going to be their view. It's a road on Taney going down. As you can see, down here's kind of where the restaurant's going to sit. It's pretty much where the old one's set to. And then the parking areas are these two locations over here. A little better, they're going to bring this up to ADA compliant if they get approval. I tried to give you a shot of the parking area I was telling you about. This is going to be part of the parking. Those residential structures will be in this area. Kind of a broad view. I was kind of showing you this area just a second ago, and then you can see where the restaurant will be down here. And with that, I'll bring up the applicant to speak on behalf.
My name is T.J. McGuire, and I'm here representing 127 Taney Street. Just for clarification, Cody, there's only eight units.
Eight units.
Eight units.
Okay. You want to give us some information about the project?
Sure. You've covered it pretty well. The restaurant will be pretty much in the same location as the original restaurant, which was there 50 years. The parking is in the same location also. We have attempted to limit our parking for the multifamily on the street side, and there would be some parking assigned below the restaurant and some parking across the street there in the restaurant parking. The intent there was to limit the coming and going of residential cars there. The restaurant parking is, again, as it was for 50 years, and would be across the street, and we'd be coming back to the Board of Adjustment for variance on that. Essentially, the CUP requires us to do many things, and we've given a long list of operational hours, et cetera, and the restaurant would be fairly low-key, although the signage and the original restaurant we're trying to replicate to some extent. And it does all overlook Branson Landing, of course, and I understand the nativity area below this. And I think there's been some cooperation with the restaurant in years gone by with lighting, at the nativity area.
The nativity scene when it lit up?
Yeah.
We would get phone calls and ask for the lighting to be turned off.
Which they would, I'm sure, would respect that also under the new operation. The restaurant's not real big. It's not as big as the old restaurant. Seating is outlined in our overview, but we would expect around 30 to 40.